The Air Force is wrapping up a series of public meetings in Alaska tonight in North Pole. The scoping sessions are to identify issues to consider in an environmental impact statement for the proposed downsizing of Eielson Air Force Base. The cost savings of moving an F-16 squadron from Fairbanks to Anchorage have faced a range of opposition and questions at meetings in both communities. KUAC's Dan Bross reports on a scoping session yesterday in Fairbanks.
Air Force officials were greeted by a sea of red shirts, symbolic of the local campaign to protect Eielson, but the meeting atmosphere was very civil. The Air Force laid out its plan to downsize Eielson. Pacific Air Force Representative Brigadier General Patrick Malachowski says the proposed movement of Eielson's F-16 squadron to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in 2014 would save money through staffing reductions and other efficiencies.
Move approximately 623 personnel from Eielson Air Force Base down to J-Bear, a total of which 542 will arrive and operate out of J-Bear, and through efficiencies with major base operations and support, we would lose or eliminate 81 personnel in 2014. And the savings, the cost projected savings on that in 2014 is approximately $14.6 million.
General Malachowski says an additional 730 personnel would be cut or moved from Eielson over the following 2 years, realizing another $227 million in cost savings over 5 years. The estimates were challenged by people who testified at Wednesday's scoping meeting in Fairbanks, including University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor Brian Rogers, who was a consultant for the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation during a previous attempt to downsize Eielson in 2005.
I can tell you that the prior process underestimated economic impact to the region, underestimated costs and overestimated benefits, and I urge you to look closely at those numbers.
Specific to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, Chancellor Rogers pointed to the projected loss of $2.5 million in annual tuition from Air Force personnel and the resulting elimination of 80 course offerings and at least 35 university jobs. Fairbanks City Mayor Jerry Cleworth attacked another aspect of the Eielson downsizing, the proposed demolition of buildings.
The 17 facilities recommended for demolition have a plant replacement value of $156 million. Nowhere in the CTAF report is this loss of a capital assets used to offset any desired gains. A serious oversight.
Cleworth also questioned demolition cost estimates and the ability of the Air Force to maintain remaining Eielson infrastructure in warm status for annual training exercises and still save money. A number of other politicians also raised issues with the move, including Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich, who phoned in comments from Washington, D.C., saying the Air Force is bucking congressional direction by moving ahead on the Eielson restructure. State Senator John Coghill of North Pole said the Eielson downsizing proposal hurts in a community that strongly supported the military.
It's a kick in the chest, and there's no desire to threaten, but it has a long-term impact on that support base. I think it'll erode. So I think you need to quantify that somehow.
Coghill also urged the Air Force to consider the value of Eielson's location next to extensive military training areas, an attribute along with Alaska's strategic location in the world, drummed on by several speakers. Alaska Commissioner of Military and Veterans Affairs Tom Katkus suggested the Air Force scrap the downsizing in favor of relocating resources from a base in Germany to bolster Eielson.
Consider options that involve moving additional force structure to this great state and capitalized on our unmatched opportunities.
Among other issues raised in scoping meeting testimony were impacts on a National Guard air refueling wing that would remain at Eielson and the risk of basing all Alaska Air Force resources at one facility, in a state where volcanic eruptions and earthquakes can impact operations. The Air Force will take issues raised at the Alaska sessions and through comments received by March 1st into consideration in anticipation of completion of the EIS and a final decision on the Eielson downsizing this fall. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.